AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Vicor's 596% year leaves a valuation gap as rebound volume stays below its 13-week norm. Vicor bounced 12.1% to $300.80, keeping its 38-week trend signal intact. But the move came on 0.8 times volume, and price remained 16.1% below its 52-week high. Research brief. Vicor's weekly read is constructive, but not clean. The technology stock is still well above its trend line and has delivered exceptional 12-month performance. Yet participation was only moderate, and the fair value gap is unusually wide. Key points. 1. VICR closed the week at $300.80, up 12.1%, after a 19.1% decline in the prior week. 2. The trend signal remains active for a 38th week, with price 67.1% above the $181.80 trend line. 3. Price sits 312.4% above fair value of $73.66, keeping valuation distance central to the risk case. 4. Volume was 3.5 million shares, or 0.8 times the 13-week average and 1.2 times the 52-week average. 5. Vicor ranks in the 89.7th percentile among U.S. technology stocks by weekly peer momentum, but market dynamics has cooled over 4 weeks. Rebound repairs the week but not the confirmation question. Vicor rebounded 12.1% in the latest completed week to $303.80, reversing much of the prior week's 19.1% slide and leaving the stock at 81.8% of its 52-week range. The move keeps the weekly structure constructive. The trend signal is active. The active streak is 38 weeks, and price is 67.1% above the $181.80 trend line. The issue is confirmation. Weekly volume was 3.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 4.4 million, giving the rebound a 0.8 times volume ratio. That does not invalidate the recovery, particularly with volume still 1.2 times the 52-week average, but it makes participation less compelling than the price change alone suggests. Technology context remains supportive, with Vicor still ahead of most peers. Vicor sits in U.S. technology and the electronic components industry, where breadth remains broadly favorable. Technology posted an average weekly return of 2.0%, a 4-week return of 8.6%, and a 12-week return of 44.7%, with 67.0% trend breadth and 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth. Vicor outpaced the sector on the week and over 12 weeks, helped by an 84.6% quarterly move. Within U.S. electronic components, the average weekly return was stronger at 5.0%, while the group's 4-week and 12-week averages were 11.2% and 40.4%. Vicor ranks 9th of 46 on the week and 9th over 12 weeks, but only 21st over 4 weeks, which captures the recent choppiness despite the larger uptrend. Momentum is powerful. Valuation distance is the constraint. The longer tape remains exceptional. VICR is up 210.6% over 26 weeks and 595.9% over 52 weeks. Relative strength is still elevated at 107.11, and the stock ranks in the 89.7th percentile among 741 U.S. technology names. But relative strength is down 8.0% over 4 weeks, and market dynamics has slicked 23.3% over the same period to 0.93. Fair value is the clearest risk marker. At $303.80, Vicor trades 312.4% above the $73.66 fair value estimate, while still 16.1% below its $361.90 52-week high. That combination leaves the stock in a high expectation zone, where continued upside evidence would likely need better volume, stronger market dynamics, or a fresh push toward the prior high. What to watch next? The weekly regime level remains the $181.80 trend line, not because price is near it, but because it defines how much room the current trend has before the structure changes. A move that holds above trend while market dynamics stabilizes would keep the constructive case intact. A volume ratio above 1.5x would show stronger sponsorship behind the next leg, while another advance on sub-average volume would keep the rally dependent on momentum rather than broadening demand. The $361.90 high is the next visible reference point, with the current 16.1% drawdown measuring the remaining recovery gap. Research note. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.